So if you look at page 29, what we've got is we have a not an exhaustive list, certainly, but a pretty good start, a list of the major submodalities and probably the major ones that you'll be working with as we go through this training. Let's see what they are. If you think of a certain picture that you've got, a certain visual picture that you've got, I think you might ask yourself, is it in black and white or color? How far is it from you? Is it near or far? And certainly in the context of it being near or far, it could be way out there. It could be 20, 30 feet, 100 yards, a mile away. Or it could be very close, like inches. Is it bright or dim? How bright is it? How dim is it? And what's the location? Now, location means around the center line. Is it up or down, or is it left or right of the center of the picture? How big is the picture? And interestingly enough, a picture could be very close and very large, but it also could be farther away and larger. And so as you zoom a picture out, you could even make it bigger. And so the size of the picture would have something to do with the meaning of the internal representation. Associated and dissociated, and I think we probably ought to explain what that means right here. The word associated means, in the context of submodalities, the word associated means you're looking through your own eyes. So as you remember the picture of motivation, the time we talked about motivation just a few moments ago, if you were looking through your own eyes when that picture first came up on the screen, that was associated. Now, I did ask you to step into your body and see what you saw, hear what you heard, and feel the feelings of being totally motivated. When I asked you to do that, what that should have done is it should have associated you, essentially. Now, dissociated means you see your body in the picture. And I think it probably that's something you ought to memorize, because we'll be talking about associated and dissociated as we go on through this training. Obviously, when you talk to a client, you're probably going to need to explain to the client what that means. And I would suggest that you want to be very precise at this point. You want to be very precise again with your language. In addition to being precise when you pick up the triggers, you also really want to clearly question the client as to whether they're associated or dissociated in a certain picture. Okay, focused or defocused, that's important. And is the focus changing or steady? That's less important. Framed or panoramic? A movie or a picture could be framed. It might have a frame around it, which probably would be the case for a dissociated picture, although there are some associated pictures that have frames around them. And it could also be panoramic, which is usually the case in an associated picture. But if it's panoramic in an associated picture, and I've also, by the way, seen associated pictures that did have frames around them. So it also could be a movie or a still. Now, to me, those are the major submodalities, and those are the ones I'm going to ask first. You may want to draw a line right under movie or still. Generally, if I have the opportunity, I will skip these next few submodalities, which seem to me to be less important. And it is the movie fast or slow or normal in terms of the speed? How much contrast is there? Is there a lot of contrast or is it low contrast? Is it 3D, the picture? Is it 3D or flat? What angle is it viewed from? Are you looking at it straight on, or are you viewing it from an angle? And also the number of pictures. That is there a shift in the pictures? I generally skip those last few submodalities. Now, when I've gone through the visual submodalities, and I'll ask a client, is it in black and white or color? The client will say color. Is it near or far? Is it bright or dim? What's the location? What's the size of the picture? By the time I've gone through that, I'm going to then ask, are there any sounds that are important? Are there any sounds that are important to you? And if the client says no, we'll skip the whole auditory section. Now, but if the client says yes, I can say, so what's the location of the sounds? Where's it coming from? What's the direction that it's coming from? Is the sound internal or external? Is it loud or soft? Is it fast or slow? And is the pitch high or low? What's the tonality? What's the timbre? Are there any pauses? And if there are pauses, do they have cadence? Cadence means a certain beat. And what's the duration of the sound, or what's the uniqueness of the sound? And then if I'm done with auditory, and maybe I've elicited it, then I'm going to go on and ask, are there any feelings that are important? If the client says no, I'll skip the section that says kinesthetic. But if the client says no, yes, there are important feelings, you say, so what's the location? And what's the size? And what's the shape? And what's the intensity? Are they steady? Does it have movement or duration? Is there vibration? Is there pressure or heat? And is there any weight to the kinesthetics? So that's how we will use our submodalities checklist in finding out how a certain set of submodalities works.